Okay, you're telling me about, you're just about telling me about rail fence. What do those things look like?
Well, you climb a tree about 10, 12 feet long and coil it up, or you might make five or six rail out of one cut, tree cut. And you stacked them up like this and made a fence.
Kind of perpendicular to each other, yeah. Crossing each other?
Mm-hmm, just going down of your line like that.
Oh, yeah.
And remember Daddy cutting that for a bit of hog lot one morning. When I wasn't there, he was in school. But that was the first fence he ever had. It was a rail fence. Of course, you know, they wasn't far back there. We didn't have no stock law.
No what?
No stock law.
What is that?
Stock was even on the outside.
Oh, I see.
Everybody let stock run out. There wasn't no stock law. It ain't been too long since down in the south part of the state. We've had a stock law down at all. The first time I went down to Biloxi, while I was on the board. In other words, them old bulls and them old cows walking on the highway and everything, you had to watch them. They'd run in front of you. Run break your car. But they've got stock law down there now. They graze them pine hills, they got to have a fence where the cows can't get to the highway. I think some places down there, the highway put up a fence around on them big highways, main highways, four-lane job.
What about, talking about these wire fences, what do you call those cylindrical things that the wire is strung on?
Post.
About how many does it take, you suppose, for a good size fence?
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to put them maybe 8 or 10 feet apart. Yeah, I like my post about every 8 foot apart. Of course, your bigger your post is, the more your strength you have. If you've got good size posts, you can put them 10 feet apart. But most of these creosote posts, I put them 8 feet apart. That's what I got over yonder. Of course, I got 5 strands of barbed wire. And I'm about ready for 5 more. It's about rusted out.
Have you ever seen a little fence, probably not as big and sturdy as a rail fence? People might have them around their garden or around their front yard, kind of a little...
Oh, picket fence.
Picket fence. What about a fence that you might have around the chicken yard? Probably be a little taller than a picket fence. Maybe,
Oh, yeah, that's just chicken wire.
Just chicken wire?
Yeah.
That's chicken wire down there.
Isn't it? Right. See how what I've got. I got it over top, and oh, when I first done that, put them chickens out there. They was one of these old big rabbit hawks. Thought he was in from a bay of chicken, he come down and hit that wire and like killed him. He sat there a long time, man. And then I started going out to get my gun and finish him up, and he left. But he, you know, I don't know where you ever seen one of them hawks. They'd be way up there and they see something wrong, they have to give a power by and come down and get it. Well, that's what he done. He didn't see that wire, he done hit it.
I guess those things have real good eyesight.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, talk about fences, have you ever seen any kind of fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock? Anything like that?
I've seen people put it up, just a wall up out of rock, stone, something like that, but...
You just call it a wall,
yeah,
or...
Stone wall.